Doug McClure here from DougMcClure.net. My thoughts have recently focused on how to define and standardize the discussion on business service management and to establish a clearer and broader understanding of the overall BSM value proposition. This is an area I plan to put much emphasis into throughout 2009. A key component of my current thinking on this BSM value proposition topic is an area called business transaction management, or BTM. Through a series of podcasts, guest authors, and other conversations, I hope to establish a solid understanding on what this emerging area of BTM is and how it will play a pivotal role in any company's maturing and value-oriented BSM strategy. I'd like to share my vision and definition for what I feel best describes business transaction management as I see it and understand it today. As I learn more, I'm sure my thinking will mature and change throughout our conversations with other vendors, practitioners, and subject matter experts. First off, let's talk about just what a transaction is. Here's my current working definition. Transactions are one of, if not the most, critical components of how IT supports the business in meeting business goals and objectives. They are the simple and complex entities that get work done. They're the movers and shakers within the IT environment that are actively responding to client or business requests via business services and applications that IT delivers. They move key data and information between infrastructure components that make up complex end-to-end business services and applications that exist in nearly every company today. There are many common types of transactions and transactional architectures deployed by IT to support getting things done within companies today. These include the most common N-tier type architectures and transactions, that between a web server layer, an application server layer, and a database server layer. There's the much hyped service-oriented architecture or SOA approach today, the tried and true mainstay of mainframe-based transactions, such as KICS or IMS. And I'm sure there are many other types of transactions and transaction architectures if you were to dive into the EAI or other complex application web, J2EE, mainframe, or even in the network and communication service provider areas. Each of these areas is likely to have their own types of transactions or transactional architectures. I also like to bundle into this area something that's not likely often thought of when we think about transactions or transactional architectures. That's this area of transactional-based workload or workload management, such as batch jobs and cron table-type entries, and other managed file transfer applications, such as FTP, secure FTP, or secure copy-type solutions. These technology areas have a very transactional-based nature and are often responsible for getting some of the most high-value units of work done within a typical enterprise. They should not be forgotten from any modern-day or leading-edge BTM solution. So what's business transaction management? My views for business transaction management span all of the above and focus on the following types of BTM activities. The business transaction management marketplace has vendors focused on one or more of these areas with their technology, products, and solutions. Hopefully, we can establish a uniform way to classify vendors and their technology, products, and solutions into these or other similar categories. The first category is transaction discovery and inventory. This BTM area focuses on techniques for discovering transactions, whether active, passive, configured, scheduled, or in-flight transactions. Discovered transactions are then used for the purposes of establishing relationships between dependent systems, applications, databases, and components. So we know the types of transactions that are associated with a given web server, application server, database server, KIX, Plex, etc. Transaction discovery techniques, relationship and or dependency models, and associated inventories would be used to extend a configuration management system, a database such as a CMDB, asset management system, or other such authoritative sources. Ideally, and extremely critical to business service management, would be the use and application of this capability to establish the finite business relationships each transaction has, how it supports a business service, application, or other unit of work, and most importantly, the impact if the transaction fails, blocks, queues, is slow, etc. Transaction tracing. This business transaction management area is heavily focused on in-flight transactions, transaction flows and paths, transaction tuning and optimization, transaction troubleshooting, complex transaction relationships with other systems, applications, or databases. This functional area would include transaction latency tracking, timing, and profiling across the end-to-end transaction path. The transaction tracing function would also incorporate stitching of transaction stub or transaction fragments that have been discovered into their representative end-to-end transactions as seen from the higher order business service, application, process, or activity. The end-to-end transaction flow would be made up of 1, 10, 100,000 or more potential transaction fragments across many large complex IT environments, all stitched together to form that true end-to-end transaction view. Transaction monitoring. This business transaction management area is focused on monitoring every aspect of the transaction, such as performance, availability, capacity, service level agreements or service level objectives or service level targets, the end-to-end transaction timings, step timings such as client, network, and server breakouts, queries, call, or other such timings such as the SQL query times from an app server to a database server. This section also includes latency monitoring, which is an area of critical importance in many financial and trading environments. Transaction intelligence and analytics. This business transaction management area focuses on the application of sophisticated analytics to transactions to learn, monitor, and manage transactions with applied intelligence. This is often seen in the financial and telecommunications industry as money laundering, credit card, or other fraud or abuse of services or networks, or similar solutions aimed at watching for patterns of activity or behavior as seen in transactional activity and then making business decisions based on that new understanding, such as fraudulent credit card patterns. At this time of the year, with the holidays upon us, many credit card fraud activities are bound to happen. And so when we see patterns of use of credit cards in stores or locations in the country that are not the normal behavior of that authorized credit card user, we have software that can look at those types of patterns and alert people. You may have received phone calls from your credit card company asking to validate whether or not you were using your credit card to make a certain purchase. The business activity monitoring, or BAM, and business process management, or BPM, areas are also very focused on using transaction intelligence and analytics to drive the business to make better decisions and respond to changing conditions in the business environment. I'm incorporating BAM and BPM into this area of business transaction management. Transaction management. This is a general term focused on all of these areas. I consider transaction management solutions to be one that provides capabilities across all these areas rather than just one or two of the areas. And there may be other areas that should be incorporated into this business transaction management area. Some thought leaders in the area of business transaction management have shared their views with me about collapsing elements of application performance management, or APM, or user experience management, UEM, into their business transaction management strategies and visions. Let me know if you find out if other areas of technology should be incorporated into this business transaction management story. So why does business transaction management matter? I think business transaction matters because the transactions are the things that get stuff done for the business. Oracle, SAP, or your custom mainframe applications don't enable the business to meet their goals and objectives just sitting there. It's the integration of and orchestration of transactions between these components throughout the IT organization that enable the business to meet their goals and objectives through the business services, applications, processes, activities, workloads, batch jobs that are provisioned between them. It's the transactions that matter. It doesn't matter if you have vendor X, Y, or Z's software, application, or database. They could all just be black boxes. It's the transactions that flow in and out of these things, those finite units of work, that are the backbone of every business. The future is likely to be filled with clouds or generic compute capability full of loosely coupled services, interfaces, and transactional pipelines to get work done. The things we know today as web servers, application servers, database servers, will all be commodity black boxes in the future, and will program against these APIs or loosely coupled interfaces to accomplish work or move data and information between these IT environments. The IT organization of the future may just be comprised of a few Joe the Plumbers, if you will, who are experts in this digital plumbing and transactional pipelines and pathways throughout public or private clouds or compute resources. Understanding the performance, availability, capacity, reliability, and most importantly, the impact of these transactions on the business, business services and applications, or other systems or components is just as critical as it has been for understanding the same about our traditional IT infrastructures today. The level of understanding impact that transactions can have on the business must not be limited to that of the typical IT organization, application or integration architect, developer, or administrator. Transactions and their impact must be easily understood by the folks on the front line, within IT management, and within the lines of business. Every transaction's contribution to the bottom line or impact on higher or lower level system, interfaces, or business goals or objectives must be thoroughly understood. Business transaction management must be a key strategy that companies invest in to ensure the needs of the business are being met. Business transaction management is a must-have component of any company's overall business service management strategy and for the broader business service management value proposition. As I said, if you're not investing in business transaction management and incorporating it into your overall BSM strategy, you're likely to not get strategic value from business service management.